You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Dr. Shauna DeRue, and she is the owner of the DeRue Wellness Clinic in Toronto, Ontario. And Dr. Shauna, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, you specialize in naturopathic doctor?
That's right.
All right. So before I get tongue-twisted again, why don't you explain to us exactly what that is?
Sure. So a naturopathic doctor is a different form of medicine. So there's some similarities to how a conventional doctor works, and then there's some differences as well. The similarities are that a lot of our training is exactly the same. So we go to a post-secondary program where we learn about, you know, how the body works, the pathology, how to diagnose health conditions, mm-hmm. and, the underlying issues related. The differences are in how we treat them. So as a naturopath, we start with looking at, you know, natural treatments, which can
right.
include things as simple as nutrition, the right kind of exercise, downtime, stress management, optimal sleep. And then from there, we move into more integrative treatments using natural substances instead of medications. So herbs,
right.
vitamins, nutraceuticals, bioidentical hormones, things like that.
So in a sense, you're kind of not chained to like the pharmaceutical company.
Not at all. No, in Canada, we can't prescribe them either. So not chained at all.
Wow, that's fantastic. I love that. Now, what do you specialize in? Now, you spoke before about the fact that this can be really used in any clinical setting. But what's your specialty?
Yeah, so my clinical focus is women's health and hormones. So I work with hormonal issues ranging from, you know, painful, difficult periods to hormone imbalance to fertility and then menopause. Naturopaths can treat a wide variety of issues. This is just where my practice tends to focus.
Now, Dr. DeRue, what would be some of the natural paths that you would take to treat some of these women's issues?
Yeah. So for example, if I'm looking at, irregular periods, I would be looking at number one, trying to figure out the why. So that would include some diagnostic testing. So some basic blood work or other types of lab testing to figure out what the hormones are actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of treatment, we're looking at restoring balance. So for example, a hormonal condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is extremely common. The underlying imbalance in most cases has more to do with blood sugar regulation and insulin levels.
Uh-huh.
So we have the majority of the treatment comes from, you know, nutrition and exercise. In other cases, I do use a lot of herbal medicine. So we use herbs as a more gentle form of treatment. I do rely heavily on lab testing, though, because without a clear understanding of the mechanism and where things are out of balance, it's hard to get to the direction of treatment.
But with the lab testing, I feel it's not so much, I feel like that medical advancement is kind of for the benefit of everyone, as opposed
to
where, at least here in the United States, you go into your doctor's office and you say that you have an issue, you have some pain here, some pain there.
Yeah.
The first thing they do is they whip out the prescription notebook and they start writing out
right.
prescriptions. I don't think that the lab testing kind of I see where you're going with this and that it's not like, you know, natural. But I think
yeah.
it's fantastic that you at least go through the lab testing. And then from
mm-hmm.
that, you make a treatment plan based on the natural route.
Mm-hmm. I mean, fertility is a classic example with that.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, I find that people are often not thoroughly diagnosed with fertility by the time they come to see me. So they're, you know, either doing like in vitro treatments or they've, you know, that is their next step according to their fertility specialist, but they haven't actually understood the why or had adequate testing to understand, is that the best and only option for them? So it's like the treatment comes before the assessment. So in my case, you know, because I don't have such a big bang treatment as in vitro, I do have to know the why to unwind it.
Now, Dr. DeRue, I have to know, was there something that kind of drew you to the naturopathic medicine? Was there like what was the light bulb that went off?
It it was a gradual process, actually. So I started my career as an engineer. And while I was in engineering school, I got introduced to, a different way of eating more naturally, shopping at farmers markets, practicing yoga through some friends at that time. And that just started me off on a spiral of reading and research. I grew up in a pretty, conventional household. My mom was a nurse and, I didn't know much more than cortisone creams for my eczema and antibiotics when I had a cold.
Right.
So it was interesting to me. So, for an example, this isn't the biggest, transition point, but I used to be covered head to toe in rashes and eczema. And, somewhere in my early 20s, I determined that what I was eating was the biggest factor there. And I was able to, completely resolve it with diet.
Wow.
After years of, suppressive cortisone creams.
Right.
Right.
Now, do you think in your professional experience, do you think that there is a natural way of dealing with most issues? I'm not talking about a broken arm or a broken leg or things that need to be medically treated, but, just like, like depression, anxiety, some like pains in your you feel all full all the time. Is there a natural way of taking care of most issues there?
Well, that's a bit of a loaded question. I think ultimately I believe in an integrative approach.
Right.
I am not anti-medicine in the slightest. I actually think it's innovative and brilliant. But I think that there's often some more natural solutions that can be tried first before we get to things like medication, surgeries, and more intensive treatments. So I consider it more of a bridge that we can often turn things around before we get to treatments that have, side effects or higher risk factors.
Right. Now, in your practice, have you ever come into a situation where you have a patient who really wants to go the naturopathic way? But you say, listen, you need to go to a medical doctor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. For example, I had a patient in my office on the weekend who I thought might have appendicitis. Like, that was a no-brainer.
Wow.
I'm not going to send her home.
Yeah, right.
Right? So, that's a simple case. But, in other cases, like working with postpartum depression, there have been times where I've reached a point where I feel like the patient has been suffering too much. It's interfering with their family and their life, and that medication is the appropriate next step for the short term. Now, that being said, we don't let go of all of the work we've done in terms of optimizing sleep and eating well and getting out and exercising
right.
and all the support systems in place. And I would consider a short-term plan with medications with a goal of when things are stabilized and the hormonal wildness that comes postpartum has settled down, that we can transition off to a healthier lifestyle. But I don't really believe in all or nothing. I think it's a spectrum.
Now, do you find yourself, do you actually consult with somebody's like primary care physician? Is there like a, is that bridge actually made there?
Sometimes. When possible, I love to.
Right.
And again, in some modalities, it's more easy than others. Fertility clinics, again, tend to be quite naturopath friendly because when we make the patients healthier, they do better and their
right.
results are better.
Yeah.
So there are some bridges being built. And I do find that some family doctors are much more open to communicating or referring to us for, the pieces that they don't know or understand. I have my own family doctor, my kids have a pediatrician,
right. Yes.
We ride both bridges very well.
Right. Now, Dr. Daru, we have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted
sure.
to kind of give you the opportunity. Where can people find, the Daru Wellness Clinic? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very easy to find online. We have a pretty big web presence on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. The website is www.daruwellness.com. Daru is spelled D as in David, A-R-O-U, and then wellness, wellness.com. We're downtown Toronto, and we have a large team of practitioners, including naturopathic doctors, osteopath, acupuncture, nutrition, CBT therapy, and more. So it's a well-staffed clinic.
Yes, clearly. If you're in the Toronto area and you need some help and you want to get a more natural way about it, Contact Dr. Shauna DeRue. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your professional life with me and my listeners.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.